This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're going to examine a point of Ion on Masechta Ksuba Istaf Heom and Beis. The Gemara has a shayla regarding the blood of virginity, the dam besulim. Is it dam ifgad paket or chiburi mechaber? Is the blood deposited in some kind of pouch, or is it connected to the body? So the question is, what malacha are we dealing with? The Gemara says that if dam ifgad paket, the malacha that we're dealing with is creating a pesach binyan. But if dam chiburi mechaber and ledam hu tzarech, it's aser. But the Gemara doesn't say why it's aser. Why would it be aser? So we'll begin with Taisus. Before he quotes Rashi, let's jump right into Taisus. V'nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. It would appear to Rabbeinu Tam. Let's see where I have my cursor. Lefarish, the Hoitzoas Dam Chashiva Netilas Neshama. Taking out blood constitutes murder. Taking blood constitutes murder. Now, this man, by living with his Kala, they're only married a few hours. He's not trying to kill her. So what exactly is the Netilas Neshama here? The answer is blood is the soul, and when you take it out of the body, you kill the person. Now, full-fledged manslaughter is when you remove enough blood that the person is no longer alive. But every extraction of blood, to some extent, is Netilas Neshama, provided, Rabbi Isai, that it's the blood of the Nefesh. If Dam Mifkad Pakad, it's not Dam Nefesh. It's just bodily fluid. Right? Nobody would say that if he puts a Q-tip in her ear and he takes out earwax, he's killing her, even to any extent. There's no Nefesh in that. So there's no Nefesh in Dam Mifkad Pakad. But there would be Nefesh in Chiburei Mechaber. So it says Rabbeinu Tam, sorry, I'm getting graphic here, but this is Ksubis. V'nirlo Rabbeinu Tam, v'arz do'itzoz dam, chashiva netilas neshama, ki adam hu ha-nefesh. Uch she'noitel miktsas, oinoitel miktsas neshama. When you take out part of it, you are taking out part of the neshama. Fine. That is the shita of Toisus. Again, I just pointed out a very important ha'ara, that only soul blood is considered a netilas neshama. Let's see, Tosfos I think makes this point. V'kasha l'ri, because we say in Parakla Gadol, Gabe Hatsad Chilazoin, if you trap the Chilazoin v'apoitzoi, v'lechayiv nami mishum netilas neshama, u'mashani, well, m'sasek hu etzad netilas neshama, d'chal kamad isbein neshama tfei nichalei. The more it lives, the better. So the Gemara says, what does it have to do with killing it? Even if you don't kill it, just squirting out blood is netilas neshama. Ulfiza afilu hu chai gomor hareish kan netilas neshama by removing the blood. Rabbi Natan says no. Ki dam chilazon shetzovim bayu mifkad paket. Here he spells this out. The blood of the chilazon that you die with is deposited in a pouch. Val oisoy enoy chayiv mishum netilas neshama. For that you're not chayiv netilas neshama. But the rest of the dam that's attached to the blood, to the body system, is netilas neshama, but that's mesasek. Okay, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, the malacha we're dealing with is netilas neshama. If the blood is part of the blood of the system, the dam hu anefesh, and it's murder to some extent. In other words, if somebody hits somebody on Shabbos to extract blood, they're chayiv for netilas neshama. Because there's no Isser of Netilas Neshama. There's only Isser of Ritzicha. Right? So in other words, you... embarrassing someone? Yeah, look... Right, so maybe to some extent. But in other words, if somebody hits someone and they bleed, they're not over on Netilas Neshama. Okay? That's Shitas Tosis. Rashi, Masechta Shabbos Daf Kov Zayin, Rashi says over here, Lishna Achrina, this is talking about Shmoyna Shratzim, if you're Choyvel, you're Chayev. So Rashi in his first pshat says like Tosfos, that since they have hide, it's a chabura, and it's a tod of shoychet, l'shtachvina, kivan d'yishan ar, nitzva ha'ar. The ar is dyed, b'dam ha'nitzrar boy, d'chayiv mishum tzoyveya. If the rodent has flesh, so you're dyeing it, you're coloring it, so you're chayiv for dying. Rashi is of the opinion that chabura is also because of tsoyvea. What's a tsoyvea? You're coloring the oyer in the place of the chabura. That's why, Rashi says, only by the shmoneh shratzim that have oyer, you could have chabura, because you're coloring the skin. Shar shratzim, who don't have oyer, so if you're choyvel, you're putter. So that means the iser chabura is only shaykh by the oyer, where it's coloring through the chabura. Now, Tosfos asks on Rashi, what's the tzviya shayich by a woman? Tosfos says, Vachanami, my tzviya ika b'ha chabura. What kind of tzviya is there over here? I mean, what are you dyeing in this case? What are you coloring? So for that, it could be, what do you mean, what are you coloring? You're coloring the bedika cloth, and you want to color the bedika cloth because you want to make sure this woman is a basula. But the Shita Mekubetzes has a very important question on Rashi, and that is, if the issue here is tzviya, then why does the Gemara say that if dam if got pocket, if you want the blood, it's okay? What do you mean, if you want the blood, it's okay? What difference does it make if it's mifkad pocket or chaburim mechaber? If it's a matter of dyeing, who cares what the origin of the blood is and what kind of container the blood is in, whether it's in a pouch or whether it's attached to the body? If it's all about getting color, so it shouldn't make an afgamina. That's the kasha of the Shita on Rashi. So Shita Mekubetzes says, answers that the malacha of tzviya is only shayach if it involves tircha and umnas, bother or proficiency. So if it's in a pouch and you're just opening up the pouch, you know, that's not really called dyeing. You know, if your kids have a, you know, those soft pouches of Kool-Aid and they take a pen and they make a hole and they get everything all colored, that's not tzviya, because it's not a act of umnas. So if the blood, the Shita says, is in the woman in a pouch, does not require any kind of proficiency or tircha, that's not tzviya. Masha'inkein, if it's in the blood system and you have to be an uman to open things up, that's tzviya. He says, v'kontresin matzashi shatirtsu shadas rashi zal, shein shach tzviya al v'davar sheish boi toireach v'umnes kagoin sho'ez chabura. You're making a wound. But if it's deposited in a pouch, ain boy toireach. V'yafal pi shadam chilaza in de'ah. The Gemara says that if the dam of a chilaza is mifgad pocket and you're chayiv for tzviya, so why in our Gemara, if dam mifgad pocket, you're not chayiv for tzviya, and by the chilazon of dam mifgad pocket, you are chayiv for tzviya? Says the Shita, hayne mishum de dam chilazon, afa bishum mifgad pocket, yesh boy umnes, shesach le tzivu b'chayiv. There it requires proficiency, because you got to keep the animal alive. You want to keep it alive to get a better color. Ki azhu yoyser toiv. But by the woman, if dam mifgad pocket, Mo, Harry, or Curly, or whatever their names are, could get the blood out. Okay. That's the approach of Shita Mekubetzes. And it's been a long time since we did one of these. But we have the Magine Shloimai. Magine Shloimai is one of the great achronim that always comes to the defense of Rashi against Tosis. He says an amazing pshat. He says that Rashi agrees to Tosis. Rashi agrees that there's an inyan of Chabura. That the Isser of Chabura is not Mishum Tzoveh, it's because of Natils Neshama. By Shmoinesh Ratzim, Rashi had to say it's because of Tzoveh. Because there it says, Yerchayiv, even if the blood doesn't come out, it remains under the flesh. So why are you Chayiv if it doesn't come out? Natils Neshama is only Shayach if it's Yatzah. But by Shmoinesh Ratzim, it's Nitzrar. It's collecting. So it's collecting under the skin, so it's not yatzah, so there's no netilas neshama. When Rashi says tzviya mesechta Shabbos, he's not arguing on Tosfos that it's tzviya and not netilas neshama. Rashi agrees it's netilas neshama. But Rashi's trying to explain why there's tzviya. By the way, this answers Tosfos' kasha on Rashi in terms of what tzviya is there by Besula. The answer is there's no tzviya by Besula. It's all netilas neshama because the blood is coming out. Rashi in Masechta Shabbos is trying to explain why there's tzviya by the Shmoinesh Shvatzim where the dam is not coming out, it's only Nitzra Tachas Habasar. So says the Magine Shloimar, the Ani Oimer Chas Leil Oisei Tzadik Zal. Have mercy on the righteous man Rashi. Shei Kavanosei Al Choyvo Shiyotz Ben Odam Shei Mishum Tzoveya. Rashi's kavan is not that when choyvel, when the blood comes out, that there's tzoveya. Rashi is explaining chabur of shmoneh shratzim by nitzra dam v'lo yotza k'mavur sham. That's the difference between shmoneh shratzim that have ar, so you're chayiv for nitzra dam, but as opposed to shar shratzim, you're not chayiv until the blood comes out. That's why Rashi says, why is it by Shmoinah Shratzim HaChoyvel Behen Chayv and Shar Shkotzim Ratzim Pater it's going on Nitzrar V'Azeh Perish Avatamishim Tzviyah Shin Nitzvah Or V'Nesadim V'Zeh Eina B'Shar Shratzim Avo B'Yotza Avatamishim Tils Nesham L'Chol HaPirushim L'Chin Chayv Afilu B'Shar Shratzim V'Gabi B'Sulim D'Lekat Tzviyah Pshita that you're only Chayv Mishim Netils Neshama. Why, asked the Magine Shloimai, did Rashi have to come up with Tzviya? Why couldn't he say just Netilas Neshama? Because Lagabi, that Rashi argues with Tosfos. Tosfos holds that even if the blood is displaced and it collects under the skin, that's also Netilas Neshama. Blood being displaced in any way, even if it's not Yotze L'chutz, according to Tosfos, is Netilas Neshama. Rashi holds it's not Netilas Neshama until it comes out. So Rashi had to invent another reason why there would be a prohibition by Shmoneh Shvatzim, namely a malacha of Tzviya. That's the Magine Shama. Okay, so we have Shitas Tosfos Netilas Neshama. Shitas Rashi Tzviya. Why is it only by Chabura? The Shita says because you need Umnas Vitircha. Magine Shlomo says Rashi agrees that when it's Yatzal L'chutz, there's Netilas Neshama. There's a third Shita here in the Gemara, that's Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says, "Hachoyle v'sabeima chayv mishum mefarik." One who milks an animal is chayv mishum mefarik. Mefarik is a tolda of dash. Hamefarik harihu tolda de dash. Dash is threshing, where you extract something from its husk, you extract something from its container. You milk a cow. Yeah? Now the thing is, milking a cow is the classic mifgad pakad. You can't get more non-chabura, but rather mifgad pakad, than getting milk out of an udder. V'chein ha-choyvel b'chai sheyesh lo or chai mishum mefarek. One who makes a wound in a living being that has skin is mefarek. You're taking out of a container. V'hu sheyeh tzorach l'dam sheyeh tzmech. That's when you need the blood. So all the Achronim ask on the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, Melechez Dosh, Ois Gimel, and Hey asks on the Rambam, if the Isser of Chabur is Misha Mefarek, then it should be Aser whether Dam Chibur Mechaber or whether Dam Mifgad Pakad. Just like milking is Aser, right? Just like you can't milk a cow, then you should not, then even if Dam Mifgad Pakad, and Ledam Hutzarech, it should be Aser. That's the Kasha of Minchas Chinuch and the Chasam Sofer. So we'll end with this, okay? You ready? Ready for Geshmak Achsam Sofer? On the second night of Chol HaMoed, the yard side of Rav Nachman of Breslov, what could be better than to learn Achsam Sofer Be'ion, okay? So here we go. The Achsam Sofer asks, Dam Mifgad Pakad, Mashma Ipakad Lo Shayech Chabura. Ask Achsam Sofer, if Dam Mifgad Pakad, it's Mashma that Chabura is not Shayech. The Tzorchiyun, Laharambam, Perk Chesel Choshavis Halachazayin Chestes that Choivos Mishum Mefarik Hadam VeHadosh VeHasoicher VeChoivel Mechalev Melacha Achasim HaKaimolon. Right, squeezing grapes, the juice in the grapes is Mifkad Pakad, and the Iker Schita is Anovim, the classic Schita is Anovim. And Schita is Dosh Mefarik. And it's much more Mifkad Pakad than a woman. So if you can't squeeze a grape, then what's the Tzad Heter of Dam Mifkad Pakad? Upashid Yoysim Ribeya Bekutcha Demashka Be'invei Pekidei Tvei Midam Besulim. Definitely, wine in a grape is more Mifkad Pakad than blood in a woman. V'im kein pshita sheyesh lo mishum schita. So then it should be schita. Okay? That's the kasha of Chasam Sofer. Wine in a grape is mifkad pakad, and yet it's dosh. So then if dam, even if dam is mifkad pakad, it should be dosh according to the Rambam. So Chasam Sofer says, no, very simple. That's when you squeeze the grape. That's when you squeeze the walls, and you pressure, you cause pressure, so now the blood comes, the liquid comes out. But if you just prick a hole, and then the blood oozes out, you take a toothpick and you stick it in a grape, that's not schita. So that's what the man is doing over here. He's making a hole in the pouch, and the blood's oozing out. That's the shaila. That's why if dam mifkad pakad, it's not shot. Schita shaykh by a grip, because you're taking your hands and you're squeezed. That's, it's not just the type of container it's in, it's the manner of extraction. It says Chasam Sofer, Vayanirli Lesvar Nechoin Olaimer. It's very correct to say, Davka Besoichet Biyadav Ba'anovim Lahoitzi Mashka Hu De Shaykh Mefarach. That's if you squeeze the grape with your hand, that's when Mefarach is Shaykh. Varehu If the man would manually squeeze the womb to extract the blood, then it would be mefarik. If you peel a grape, that by doing so the juice would ooze out, it's kapoisech pesach v'yotza mashkem meila. If dam is mifkad pakad, and you don't have to take it out with force, because and it's not mefarik. Or maybe taka, the blood is absorbed in the flesh, and you need to create some kind of pressure, some kind of entrance, and by creating pressure in that area, it extracts the blood. Then, if it's chibur mechaber, then it's mefarik. Okay? So we have three shitas here, what the malacha is. Simply, Rashi learns it's tzviya. Again, the Magen Shlomi has a chiddush. Rashi agrees to Tosfos that it's netilas neshama. Rabbeinu Tam says it's netilas neshama. And netilas neshama is only shayach if it's chibur mechaber. It's attached to the blood of the system, not if it's separate pouch blood. And then we have the Rambam, shitas Rambam, that it's mefarik. And we asked, it should be also even if it's Dam Mifkad Pakad. And we say, no, if it's Mifkad Pakad, that's not called creating pressure to extract the blood, so it would not be doimel l'schita. Okay, Rabbi says, so we did daf hey, that's this week. We did the Ion Shir, which is b'makom Sunday morning Hoshana Rabbah. Next week, Yom Tov is Monday, Tuesday. Monday when? Monday, Tuesday, yeah? So maybe we'll have to do Tuesday night, Thursday. That's the only thing I see. Or we'll have to do the whole block Thursday night. Okay, so for now we're on schedule. Next week we'll have to figure out what the schedule is. I'm assuming it's going to be Tuesday night, Thursday night. Okay? Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much. Agit
Amoyed.
Thank you. Goodbye. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.